This is Oscar. Just see if you want to just kind of stress and the point that you made right now, Oscar from KPSK. I'm sorry, I did myself. That exact dynamic is the same, just the opposite on KPSK, where all the paid programmers are definitely, you know, in line or, you know, with those feelings of, I don't want to, you know, make too much noise against decisions, while looks like most of the people that we're kind of trying to do, to change whatever is not working is on the volunteer side, which most of us are programmers. So I completely understand the point. But also definitely to keep stressing that I think this is an opportunity that we do have, especially we can figure out a really nice agenda. I'm actually really, really happy that Paulina brought the idea of bringing program directors. It was, you know, almost like common minds think the same, because it was exactly something that I was thinking and I was about to talk. So thank you, Paulina, for just taking that off my speech on that issue. So but again, I would like in this case to mix, or you know, like a cartoon characters or superheroes. We all know we have our strengths. A lot of that it might be experience on some of the members. Maybe they are not so experienced. At least what we can bring this raw power, you know, let's have stuff done. Let's make stuff to happen. At least that's in my particular position that I'm learning a lot from the people in the past. And again, and recognize and don't be afraid. Sometimes I see people that he's afraid to express something really simple. We all love our stations or mission or statements. We really are in this. We are spending all the time because we have this passion. A lot of you have had this passion from before, and it's a shame that it's tough. All the voices that they have not been heard or have not been brought up are not just because of politics or just because people doesn't want to, you know, to shake the boat and stuff. So I think, again, I want to stress that definitely I see this as an opportunity to make this committee and all these recommendations relevant. And thank you so much for listening to Ramblings.
Okay. Also, I will send out my postal box in case some people want to keep completely anonymous and send their their insights or their input anonymously. And any of you that have postal boxes might want to consider doing the same thing, because they would probably trust somebody they know, but they don't know. We go to the next item. Oh, everybody there? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Let's go to the next item. Paulina here.
Off my place. Where are we? Oh, no. Here we are. Okay. Let's go back. Oh, okay. Testimonies for reform. We have... the promotion with PSAs or social media, and we really need to start a social media brigade, but that's for a different time. But we have two people that are very strongly pro social media, is Lucille Perez, WPSW, and Michelle Manos in PSK. Maybe we can get these two ladies together and help the whole foundation. Let's see. To judgment and selection, there was a point that Sharon Salam was concerned about, you know, that would be up to the station's integrity and judgment and selection. And also, they would be getting mail from people who are too afraid to say their name. A lot of people have a lot of problems, but if they speak them, they'll lose their check, they'll lose their rent, and their family will be hungry and homeless. I mean, that's they don't have any other support. So that's why I entitled it Anonymous Testimonies for Reform. But we could change it. We could just put out in the PSA Testimonies for Reform that can be sent either even snail mail or even anonymously. You add that at the end. And then on these shows, I think we need a disclaimer to protect ourselves. That we don't know for sure, absolutely 99.9% sure that these are true stories. So we have to tell the audience. Are there any other points on this that you can think of that we need to put in for being able to present it and be able to be successful in this? This is for the voiceless, you know, to help them get their story out.
Nancy, this is Paulina from PPSA.
Paulina? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, just to understand, make sure I understand correctly what the item is proposing. If I understand it correctly, it sounds great. So to have a mechanism for anonymous testimony to be aired, such as, let's say, my landlord kicked me out in the middle of the pandemic with a moratorium in place, right? Is that correct? Is that what I'm...
Something like that, yes.
For instance, the police responded in a certain kind of way, and I think my rights were violated, blah, 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 and, you know, have that air in the form of PSAs. Is that what you're thinking?
No. The PSA would be for promotion, for getting stories. Like, if you have
okay.
But you're afraid to, like, something in the nuclear reactor that you're working, if something's not right, and you want to give that story, you print it and you send it. A lot of these people, I think, will do anonymously. But, of course, there will be some people that will like a lot of telephone number contact, more evidence, more, you know, but there'll be lots more people that they have nowhere to turn. But for this kind of format, I think I'm just thinking.
Mm-hmm. Just to follow up, we want to do is create a mechanism for whistleblowers, in a sense, right? Right? Anonymous. Complaints about whatever, and then we're not necessarily promising them that their story will be aired, because we really don't,
yes,
you know, have that control. Okay, I would say that's a great idea, especially for but as long as we have a mechanism in place to then later fact check, right? The problem is this, for instance, is your station KPFT doesn't even have a news department currently, and ours has been quite gutted. The question is, who's going to be following up on that? Is it going to be a black box where all these, you know, it's like open the door, scream into the mic and feel better, and then, you know, nothing happens. That might be, the case. And in many of these cases, just because we really may not have a national mechanism to follow up on everything that might be coming in. Is what I'm, you know, my concern about the idea, which I actually love, but if we had staff to take care of that, that would be a different story.
Well, this is where we're going to need volunteers, and the more we get more volunteers, like say ACLU lawyers, they sometimes like to come and do a story, but they don't have a show anymore. And then we had Amnesty International. We had a lawyer who had a show that got too busy to do it. But on a part-time basis, like sometimes, not a regular show, these people are interested, I would think. But just, at our station, we've only got four workers now. So they're busy. This would be volunteer power, people who have the passion. And it would be, you know, I don't know, as you said, some secondary place to send it, you know, without being known. That's a problem, too. Did anybody say something that I I was talking and they didn't get in their foot in the, the door.
Along with this, with people doing this anonymous stuff, are you suggesting that there's a way to check it, or are you just airing it?
Yes, we're just airing it, but check, and that whoever's going to produce it has to, they're putting their integrity on the line. They have to check it and use their own judgment, and they have to warn with a disclaimer. We don't know if it's true or not, but they could also get expert panel discussion with other people on this topic and say, do you think this problem actually happened? And, oh, yes, it is. Then open up the phone line, let other people call in. We want to connect a lot of people on very desperate issues that cannot be, cannot have a way to be told. For example, I had a former LSD member call me, and she went in line to get free food. And at first they were allowing elderly women to go, even though they did not have a child. It was mainly for school children, families with school children. But then after a few weeks they were told, you have to show proof that you actually have a school child living in your home. Otherwise, we're not going to give you food. I mean, this kind of thing, is it's not known, but I mean.
Where was this? Where did this happen?
Recently, recently here in Houston, because we have. We're now
you
feeding,
said in think, Houston?
Yeah, 90,000 families, I think, now we're feeding food. But the food, I asked her, I met her 2 days ago, I said, what kind of food did you get? And she said, oh, it was white flour and cornmeal and white flour noodles. She said, no vegetables at all. I said, oh, I cannot eat any of that. I was so disappointed to hear that. And not organic. I mean, it's anyway. I'm sorry to ramble on. There are some things that are not going to be told, and like prisoners' families, they have lockdown now, so they cannot go visit their families, their relatives in prison. But they have some of them have telephones, and they're able to call just their family, so they can get some kind of information. But they don't want to go on the air on the prison show with their voice, because then they would and complain about something that's happening to their son or their husband or their cousin in prison. They need someone else to say it, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So,
uh-huh. Right. I can understand that. But, you see, that type of story in terms of the food, I don't know if that would be really relevant in New York, because I know anybody can go and get food. Even I could get up and go get food. Anybody. They're not checking.
Yeah.
So some of the stories might relate to whatever community that you're in.
Uh-huh.
That's why I asked you, where were you located? Because I have people here who are, and not only do they get food, they get 3 and 4 servings of food. They go and get any amount of food they want to get. But I can see different communities are different.
Well, the line was like from 11 to 1, so about, 2 hours. But they ran out before 1.
Okay.
A long wait, just standing in line. It was at the big stadium here called NRG Stadium. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. Anyway, we have much. The mechanism, yeah, we have to figure out. See, this, not just having a good thought or a good motion or a good item. You got to think about good presentation, the good psychology, and how it's going to, you know, work. You have to figure out a lot of things, and then some kind of oversight and pressure to keep it going, so it doesn't just get dropped and forgotten about. A lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we have our work cut out for us. So please don't. We have to do this, and I think management is getting desperate now, right? I mean, because we're in a financial financial problems, and we need to get our product better. They need.
That's
they
true.
Need to, so they're going
but,
to
but
do
I,
a bit more. Sorry.
No, but I was just thinking in terms of all of this is you probably just. need to we need to think of things concisely that we can achieve that would make an impact with the least disturbance.
That last
I don't know
word
if I'm saying.
What did you say? The last.
The least amount of disturbance. Like
for
things
the,
that we
what?
Can do, things that we can do, where, let's say we can do it or get we don't have to go out and get recruit people to do it.
But, I think we're going
to
have
get
to do
other
that
people
well.
To do it. Stuff that we can accomplish within the group.
Oh yes, yes, both. We need more connection with the people and get them going too. Just a lot
yeah,
of-
that too. That no, I'm not saying that that's not true. That we need people to get them going. We do need that, but we also need to be able to reach out to people and come up with ideas of various things that can be done within our body that we can share with the other groups within in the PMB, all the other stations that are achievable. Because if you have someone and you have to do like a lot of research to, not even a lot, just some research to verify these stories, or maybe they would come in with these anonymous stories and they'll say, well, you can talk to XYZ person regarding this story. That keeps your name out of it, and that leaves you talking to XYZ person. But there needs to be some kind of a, you know, easy way, because everybody is time is tight in terms of their availability, their schedule, they're getting their program out, you know, their ability to do extra work and get all of this stuff done. So how are we going to focus that so it works?
We're going to have to get busy because another COVID wave is coming, and China's already announced a mutation, another one, different, is coming. And the United States is no longer minting any coins. They don't see the use of minting coins. And some stores I've gone to are not taking coins anymore. And some of them don't want me to pay with cash either. They want just a credit card. And it might go to the point of just phones. People who have smartphones can pay for something. We're going to have to get busy quick because this fall I don't know what's going to happen for the whole country, the whole world, but especially here. Okay.
This is Polina. I'm going to have
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes,
yeah, I'm going to have to jump off soon, but I very much appreciate the previous comments about proposing, you know, making sure that whatever this committee proposes to do that is manageable and doable. Yes, absolutely. Otherwise, I mean, we can dream all year long, and we should very much not stop thinking. You know, but also propose very concrete things that can be accomplished in the shorter term. Just like you said, Nancy. That's right. Things are moving at a pace that is very fast and people are getting excluded. People are losing, their livelihood. People are losing their access to a fair living situation, right? I mean, we're going to be seeing very, very soon a wave of evictions that's going to be massive, maybe perhaps even three times larger than what we saw after the 2008 crisis. And Pacifica should be on the, you know, on the map for that. So I'm thinking this, as something that we could think of proposing, maybe at the next meeting, we can consider it as in the form of a motion. You know, just like some of our stations have LSB, local station board shows, right? So an hour dedicated to a couple of station board members, you know, answering questions from the public. Maybe we should have a national show. Maybe it could be monthly. Maybe it could be mandated if we present a attractive enough proposal. You know, when it's a national show, given the difference between time zones and when people will be able to air it, could be pre-recorded, but it should have voices from our different station areas featured prominently. So, you know, just like we folks who, you know, those of us who produce national programming, that could be something that we could propose. Maybe we could get a small budget for it just to be able to cover expenses such as, I don't know, I mean, promotion or something like that. It doesn't have to be a huge budget. It could be even, I mean, it could be even volunteer-based, just like we're doing with COVID, Race, and Democracy. It's just that I couldn't, you know, I'm proposing, but I don't know if I can step up. But the concept would be the following. You know, Pacifica, your voice on Pacifica, okay? So we could hear, you know, the concerns of the New York community, the D.C. community, Houston community, the L.A., Berkeley communities, and hopefully from the rest of the country, too, with, you know, the help of the affiliates, just to hear what people, in a collage, in a sense, right, but organized by topic. Let's say today, on this month's edition of Your Voice on Pacifica, we're going to be talking about housing. This is what New York has to say about housing, and we hear a bunch of voices. And this is what D.C. has to say, you know, and this is what Houston has to say. And now we hear from Louisville, from Atlanta, from, you know, from whatever we can gather for that show. It could be a monthly thing and a topic, right? But to bring in voices of our listeners who would then say, hey, I'm going to come out on Pacifica National. The whole network is going to hear me, plus a bunch of affiliates. That could be a huge mechanism if we do it right, if we promote it right. That could be a huge mechanism for making us relevant all over the country. What do you guys think?
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm sorry. That's a wonderful idea. I mean, that's a wonderful motion, a national town hall. And we could include all the Pacific affiliates, too. Wow, that would be voices from all over. Are you still there?
Right. But as far as from a programmer's perspective, just to finish my idea, it wouldn't be quite a town hall because, you know, it would be a one-hour tightly produced show. So it couldn't be necessarily a town hall in the sense of letting people speak their mind. We would have to have curators in, but people with the understanding of what the mission of Pacifica is, right? To be fair, it's hard to control to do that live. It would have to be pre-recorded, right? So we could have what I'm trying to say is my idea would be bring in all these voices that we would hear from from before, right? Pre-recorded and then, excuse me, organized and presented in a way that would highlight every station and bring in some perspective, some answers, some resources. It would be quite a production. I mean, it would require some work. It would just not be like, let's open the mic to everybody, whoever wants to call in. No. I'm saying a pre-recorded, pre-produced monthly show that, you know, once, I mean, it could even alternate. I mean, I would volunteer to put that proposal together. I'm just curious if how folks would feel about that and what concerns you would have or suggestions if I should be working on proposing something like that.
Thomas, to the stat.
Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, I support Paulina's idea, and you know, I could assist in any draft. I was going to say also that PFW in Washington has every Friday, 11 to 12 our time, community comment. And then, so that's every Friday, community comment there are community comments throughout the week, but Friday is definitely, you know, one team. But our LSB show is also one Friday of the month. And it seems to me if there are other shows, other, networks or, stations that have LSB shows, they would be, it would be a natural for them to take either, you know, a nationally produced thing or if they wanted to do it live, to have available people from other other stations to be to speak on whatever, you know, if you were talking about developing, you know, monthly topics or you know, reports from the ground in the in specific cities on specific issues, you know, you know, we're capable of doing that, and I think you know, every nation, we should be obviously check who is able to do that and take it you know, running, and you know, could there be a vehicle to interact with the a national committee. If it's a if it's a subcommittee of our of this committee, there would be a vehicle in Washington to interact with them. That's certain, and I'm sure that's the case across the board. But I applaud the idea as well. I'm done.
Okay, I'd like us to make the next meeting because we're running almost 3 minutes left or so. I can see that 5 minutes left. Can we have a meeting in August, say in 2 weeks? And let's. There's nothing on the 2nd or the 9th. I think I don't know. It's up to you if you want to meet in another week or another 2 weeks. And let's, in the meanwhile, reach out for more input. And I'll start a sort of a rough draft of all these things these items we talked about. And plus, Paulina introduced another one, a national kind of. What do you want to call the title? Give me a title later on.
Yeah, I said voices from Pacifica, right? I mean, something like that. Because the idea would be to censor testimonies, people from across the network, so that say, let's say, folks at KPFK can hear about what. Folks that listen to BAI care about, what folks listen to PFW care about, KPFT, et cetera, right? So we can all hear each other's voices as listeners, right? Listener-centered. So voices from Pacifica or something, something like that. Yeah, but for now, it's like, it's a working title. Of course, I would be very much open to better suggestions. This is just something that occurred to me on the fly, right, as we're talking. So
okay.
This is not something that I've been thinking about before. Yeah.
Yes. Let's see. So for the time being, let's call it that, Voices from Pacifica. Is that okay with the committee? We add that as to one of our items. No objections? Pretty quiet.
No objections.
Okay. No objection. Thank you. All right. So can we meet in – how do y'all want to meet, in 1 week or in 2 weeks? I think 2 weeks is a better idea, but I may be too conservative. It's up to you.
Mm-mm. Well, so here I would suggest in 2 weeks for 2 hours, same as today. Yeah.
Okay. August 9th, it's blank, and that's summer vacation time. Is everybody okay with that, August 9th, Sunday, same time? Okay, then I'll post it. But I don't hear any objections. All right. And then I wanted to quickly say something about things we added at the last meeting, kind of new business. Thomas brought up programming grievance. This is a longstanding problem, and we really need to address it. But it might be a combination with governance and with our committee as well. Or it may be, I don't know, this is management too. So it's kind of a complex problem. That's probably why it's still around. It's so like a cancer, but when people lose their show and they don't have any way to you know, to bat for it, you know, it's just it makes tough programmers who don't give up. But I mean, still, it needs to be addressed. This is not fair, and so I don't know how to start this. I have to ask around. Y'all all ask around on all these points. Please don't just wait until 2 weeks from now. Because like I do sometimes to make the minutes, and it's not good. We have to hurry. And then recommend the PNB to recommend to the IED to address, you know, like lack of Spanish-speaking answering service. We had that problem here, too. And then lack of, you know, the answering service that takes the donations cannot speak Spanish. Lack of prompt notifications of the donations. This is terrible. Programmers not getting the tallies. I did not know it was so bad at KPFK that was brought up, and probably maybe at the other stations too. I don't know. But the LSB should be getting these daily tallies. And then the lack of Nielsen ratings. Yes, this we can make in some kind of a recommendation. And if all our efforts fail, you still have one other way. There's bylaw amendment process, and only two LSBs can vote to put a bylaw amendment on the table for the PNB to vote. Just one of it. It's either six directors or it's two LSB boards decide, or even three. And we have three very good ones now that seem to be together, voting together. So anyway, time is of the essence, and I think we're all on the same page. And now it's 2 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock. So
Nancy.
Yes. Yes.
Thomas, the last issue about that I raised about if a program director doesn't. What does a program committee do when a program director boycotts their both LSB meetings and?
That's a management issue, and also in the PNB program council that was mandated in 2013, there is written in there the PD is included in that council, and it even says that the PD rules against the program council's vote on some issues. He has to explain why he's against it, and he has to put it in writing. So there is some, he's supposed to be in there. I mean, he or she, program director, is supposed to be in there. They cannot be just saying, oh, forget about what the program council wants.
This is
Paulina, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, to Thomas's point, so basically, all of this needs to be documented. There needs to be a paper trail that, for instance, let's say your PD, your program director, is not coming to your local station board meetings. Because, as a matter of fact, that's part of their job description, at least in our case, I believe. That needs to be checked, because this is also a union issue. We want to avoid lawsuits. We don't want to be accusing our management of, let's say, not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But still, if that's, you know, so basically what to do if that's your grievance, right? Check what the job description of your the person that you're thinking, right, the position you're thinking is. Are they supposed to? Are they, per their contract, do they have to show up to a certain meeting? If that's the case, then, remind them that they should, and then document that they don't, and so on and so forth, right? So that
is it possible? Let me ask you, is it possible that an individual program director at one of the Pacifica stations has a contract that is, you know, that is different from other PD contracts, where she's, you know, managed to pencil that in or something like that? Or is there a standard employment contract for both general managers and program directors?
No, there isn't a standard contract, and the unions are different, but these are subjects that are very, it's important to be very responsible about talking about them, because of all the legal implications, and we, should not, it's our responsibility to be careful about that, and responsible and respectful, right? So I would say that's something to be taken up. That would be a question to be taken up with maybe the PNB, maybe the IED, maybe with your local station board. But it's not contractual matters and staff matters. When you mention specific names, obviously can't be aired when we're in a public setting right now. So right. Okay.
But aren't you saying, aren't you saying that in 2013 there was a decision made nationally that there be a program council, and who should attend the program council is the information that will be sent to all of us via email. What went into that decision? and then we can report back to our LSB, why haven't we fulfilled this mandate?
Yes.
Am I correct with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we've gone too long, and I don't want to burn out of anybody. We need all our people. So we start discussing on email, okay, please, and then start thinking, using your creativity, everybody. And we will meet in 2 weeks, and I'm very happy. We all got quorum today, and it took everybody to help. And
Nancy, sorry to interrupt you. Paulina here. Sorry, lots of noise around me. We do need at some point to go through the motions and the formality, the necessary formality of electing, chair and secretary for this meeting. I don't know when folks want to do that. Next meeting, or let's wait for one more until we settle in.
Next meeting. And anybody who wants to be chair or secretary, please let me know, because I would like that person, or if there are two people, to chair a meeting. That way people have a better idea. How can you vote if you don't know, if you haven't seen them chair? So if there's anybody else on this committee that wants, I better write it and send it to everybody. Not everybody's here. So please be thinking about that, too. And all right, I've enjoyed this. Shall we adjourn and meet in August? What was it? August.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you to everybody. Thank you.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Yes, it's been great. Thank you.
Thank you.